This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening. So Parshas Yisro. So three ideas that Amir Hashem will share this evening. The first idea, we've discussed this question before, but it's a new answer and a very, very interesting answer. The Parsha begins with Yisro. He rejoins the Jewish people and he is told about all the remarkable things that have happened in Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, etc., etc. And Vayomer Yisro, Baruch Hashem, Asher Hitzel Eschem Miyad Mitzrayim Miyad Paro. Says Yisro, Baruch Hashem, blessed is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he saved you from the hands of Mitzrayim and from the hands of Paro. Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Sadi Dalet, a very astonishing statement. Tana Mishum Rabbi Papias, Gnai Hu L'Moshe V'Shishim Ribui. It is a disgrace, an embarrassment for Moshe Rabbeinu and for the entire Jewish people. No one had come along and said thank you until Yisro came along and said in this week's Edra, Baruch Hashem Asher Hitzel Etzchem Miyad Mitzrayim Umiyad Paro. And the obvious question is, in Shira, in last week's Edra, we just had the Shira. The whole of Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu, Miriam, everyone was singing praise and thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what on earth does the Gemara mean that no one had said thank you and said praise Hashem until Yisro came along? Now, in previous years, we've discussed various answers. This year, I'll share with you an answer that I saw. I saw it in my brother-in-law, Jeremy Finn Sefer, but he quoted someone called the Paparos LaTorah. I don't know who that is, but he says a very beautiful answer. L'chayra, take a look at the third box on the page. If you're listening online, please email me. I'll send you the handout, j.golker@gmail.com. L'chayra temuim, it is perplexing. Devarim Eile Shechazal. Hari shiras Moshe b'nei Yisrael sh'nemrach r'neis kriyas yamsuf. The shira, they said in last week's Edra, as we came through the Yamsuf, ha'isem melei shiras v'tishbachas l'Hashem, was full of praises and songs to Hashem. Klum neifeles shira g'day l'zu, is this shira any less? Does it fall away? Is it lower? Min ha'shevach l'Hashem sh'ishmi'a Yisrei, that the praises that Yisro said in this week's Edra, ha'mismatza b'shnei psukim levad, that are concentrated in two psukim? Why is the shira inferior to that? What's going on? So listen to this beautiful answer. Ulo, k'shemisboinim heitev b'parshus ha'Torah, when you contemplate deeply, properly, into the parshas of the Torah, noichichim lodas, of course, there is a depth. There's an understanding to what Chazal mean in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Hamalim al neis shes kriyas hashvach l'Hashem shebepi Yisrael. Then there's something special about the praise of Yisrael that he says in this week's Edra. Shekein Moshe ubnei Yisrael shivchu v'hoid l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu al hanisim v'aniflois she'osa lahem. Moshe Rabbeinu and the Bnei Yisrael gave praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the miracles that happened to them. V'ilu Yisru noso broch el Hashem al kol ha'toiva she'os Hashem l'Yisrael. The difference is that Yisro gave praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu not for things that happened to him, but to things that happened to somebody else. That is very different. B'kach bo'em chach me'Yisrael lamdeinu, she'loi dai lo'i le'odom, it's not good enough for us to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the chesed he does with us, with our family, with our close ones. That everything that you're aware of that happens, but to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the goodness, for the benevolence, the blessing that happens to other people as well. Now, with that thought, we can understand another concept that I saw in Rav Bender Sefer on Chumash. Because the parasha carries on and says, Vayisu Mirfidim, they journeyed, because the main body of this week's parasha is, of course, Matan Torah. So the pasuk says, Vayisu Mirfidim, Vayavo Midbar Sinai, Vayachanu Bamidbar, Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Hahar. This is the preamble to Matan Torah. Now, if you look carefully at the pasuk, you've got a major grammatical problem. Vayisu mirafidim, and they traveled from Rafidim, Vayovo, and they came, Mimidbar Sinai, Vayachanu, and they camped Bamidbar, Vayichan Shom Yisrael, in the singular, Vayichan Shom Yisrael, in the singular, and they encamped. So it's the singular. So if you So says Rashi famously, second box in paragraph 2, Vayichan Sham Yisrael ki ish echad b'lev echad. The Vayichan is in the singular to represent the fact that the Klal Yisrael were at one. There was unity. Seder. So I saw that asked, were Klal Yisrael not united earlier? Why now? I understand the importance of ki ish echad b'lev echad, but how come this achdus was achieved? Or why is Chazal teaching us that the achdus appeared now? Didn't it appear earlier? There was no achdus in the Yamsuf, there was no achdus in Mitzrayim. During the Shibud, the difficult times, we weren't ba'achdus then. Rashi seems to indicate the continuation of that. Rashi is, the implication is that in previous times there wasn't. But that's what Rashi.
Some went, some didn't, some
went. Right. So that's the continuation of the Rashi. But there were times lechara there where was an achdus. Why are we highlighting it specifically now that there was achdus at this point? So Roy Bender said the following moshel. Sorry, it's not a moshel. It's sadly a true story. He says there was a fellow whose wife was very, very ill. And he had to spend several days, including Yom Kippur, in Shaare Tzedek, or one of the hospitals, Hadassah, one of the hospitals, I think it was Shaare Tzedek. And he was sitting with his wife the whole time. He spent almost the whole of Yom Kippur sitting there with his wife. And as it was getting closer to Ne'ilah, the doctor said, look, you're actually okay, your wife is okay, she's settled. You can. There's a shul here, I know you're a frum man, you can go daven in the Beit Knesset. So the fellow left his wife and went off to the shul. He looked around and he saw he was very taken. He saw the sight of, you know, Yidden, suddenly, you know, everyone's there with their own peckle, their own story. And he asked Rishus. He says, we're about to daven Ne'ilah. There's no Rav here. Would it be okay if I give a drosha, the Ne'ilah drosha? Before Ne'ilah, could I address everyone? Say no. So he looks around and he says, isn't it amazing? We're sitting here in this Beis HaKnesses at the high point of the Jewish year, and I see people wearing kippot srugot, like you see wearing shtreimelach, I see this couple, that couple, I see Sfaradim, Ashkenazim, Chasidim, Misnagdim, I see everything. I said, and we're all davening together, there's achdus between us. And Nebuch, this is how we get here? This is how we achieve achdus, that we've all got to be in a hospital to achieve achdus? Can't we have an achdus on happier occasions? There's the Velt says, or a Bender quotes, to feel pain when your friend is suffering means you're a mensch. But to feel simcha when your friend is successful, it takes a malach. That's what the saying goes. Rav Bender said he doesn't agree with that statement. Yeah, to feel pain when your friend is suffering means you're a mensch, but to feel simcha when your friend is successful, it takes a malach. He doesn't agree. And he quotes an anecdote in the middle of the chasn of someone called Rabbi Yomin and Rebbetzin Zilberger. They, in the middle of the chasn, the Baal Simcha heard wonderful news that his good friend, Reb David and Basia Bender, had been blessed with a baby boy, this Yaakov Bender, who's a famous mechanech in America. And in the middle of the chasn, the Baal Simcha took the microphone and says, Rabbi Yisrael, I've got wonderful news, my good friend, Reb David and Basia Bender, they've had a baby boy. In other words, in the height of his own Simcha, he's took the, in excitement, he took the microphone and made this announcement. So Rav Bender said, I never understood this saying of the Velt, what people say. The point is that Chazal are highlighting to us that Klal Yisrael were united not only at in the bad times, but in the good times. One of the high points in sort of our national history at Matan Torah, that we were able to share in the successes, that also we were united in these good times. He gives another anecdote, that Nosson Zvi Finkel, the famous Mir Rosh Shiva. So we know that he suffered Nebuch from Parkinson's, and his movements, the effort, the energy to do anything was huge. And one time he was at a chasna in Bayat Vagan, and there was this particular hall had a rooftop where you could see over big chunks of Yerushalayim. And he said to one of the bachrim, he goes, do me a favor, can you take me upstairs to the rooftop? Now for him to go upstairs, I know people, when I was in yeshiva there, I had a very good friend who had a chavrusa with him. And one time he was sitting and he was learning, he pushed himself beyond human endurance. And one time he was sitting, he didn't have the kayach to turn over the page of Gemara. Did you imagine? That's how weak he was. He was pushing his avosha, you know, and he tried, and that's how, and then, you know, but he wouldn't give up. It was superhuman. So he had to go to the rooftop. So one of the bachrim took him, and he went upstairs in the lift, and it was a big effort to go out. And he looked out, he said, Rebbe, what do you want to see? So he said, I heard that the Chevron Yeshiva have got these big building expansion going on, and I'd like to see it. I want to see it with my own eyes. And he got up to the rooftop. From there, apparently, you could see where the Chevron and Yeshiva were building. And he saw the expansion. And he could see the simcha it gave of Nosson Tzvi. The Torah is being... Now, think about it. He's the head of the Mir Yeshiva. Yeah? Chevron are the competitors. You know, Oxford, Cambridge. And he was so besimcha that there's no competition. Right? But he was so besimcha that Chevron had expanded, were growing, were thriving, were successful, that tears came to his eyes and enormous effort so he could see the success of somebody else. So that's exactly the point. Why does Chazal teach us this lesson of Kirish Echod B'Lev Echod over here, where Klal Yisrael is not united earlier? It's easy to feel connection at times of distress, but it's much harder in good times. And therefore Chazal highlights that we were also united at the best of times, at the peak of our national history. Okay. Let's turn over. There is an interesting Tashbit. The Tashbit says that nowadays weddings commemorate Matan Torah. The main body of this week's parasha is Matan Torah. So take a look. The Matan Torah, the top of page 2. The Matan Torah, hayunusuin. There was Matan Torah was like a marriage to chsiv ahavas kelulosayich, the love of your young years. Asara pa'amim. Nikri Yisrael Kalo Lifnei HaMokum. It says 10 times in Tanakh that Klal Yisrael are referred to a Kalo in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Dechosen. Sheva Pom B'Shir HaShirim V'Shleish Pom B'Sfarim HaChirim. So 10 times in total. Keneged Aseres HaDibros. So these 10 times that we're called, Klal Yisrael are called a Kalo, it corresponds to Aseres HaDibros. V'Chenegdon Mekapsin Asorah Lebrochus Lebrichas Chasamim. That's why you need 10 people at a sheva brachas or at a wedding even. Shnema vayikach boyaz asara noshim. Furthermore, k'meshenema vayichtevim al shnei luches avonim vayitnei milayim. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote down on 2 luches. Kach hachosim chesim v'neisim haksuba miyodai. So too, there's the ksuba. So you see loads of parallels. For example, the kolos of rokim. I think it goes on to say that one of the parallels is that there should be music representing the kolos. The vrokim is one of the sources for that, is why you walk down with the candles. That's the vrokim. So that everything parallels Matan Torah. The wedding commemorates Matan Torah. Now, we know at the end of the chasna, just before the end, we break a glass. Right? It's the standard minhag in Klal Yisrael. We break a glass. Why do we break a glass at a wedding? So most people will tell us, the answer is Zeichel Churban. At the high point of our moment in our lives, we break a glass, Zeichel Churban, and indeed that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. If you take a look in the second box, the Ramah says in Simon Tov Kuf Tzadmach, Sif Beis, V'yesh Mekoy Meshenogu L'Shabe Kois B'Shas HaChuba. There are places where we break a kois at the time of a chuba. V'chol Eile HaDvarim K'dei Lizker Es Yerushalayim. The idea is to remember Yerushalayim, Shenemam Eshkochech Yerushalayim, Now, the source for this is a Gemara in Brachas. Take a look at the next box. Mar Bered Ravina, famous Gemara. The Gemara tells a story. One time, Mar Bered Ravina, Ovat Hilul Lebrei, he made a wedding for his son. Chazinu Rabbanu Dav Kabot Chituva. He saw that everyone was getting a bit too labedic. Icy Kasa de Mukra, he took a very expensive glass, Bas Arba Meir Zuzi, worth 400 Zuz, a lot of money. V'tovar kamayu, and he smashed it in front of them, v'atzivu. And they all got very sad. They sort of calmed things down a little bit. The Gemara tells another story. Ravashi Ovat Hilul Lebrei. Again, Ravashi made a chasna for his son. Chazin Rabban Dav Kabot Chituv. Again, he saw that everyone was a bit too excitable, a bit too jolly. Aisu Kasa Zugisa Chirusa the Tovak Amai. Again, he took a very expensive crystal vase and he broke it in front of the Mativu, and that sort of calmed things down. Then the Gemara says, Omri Rabban and Ramnuna Zutzi Ba'alul Demar Breed Ravina. Again, they were the chasna. They said to him, Lishrin Lamar, sing for us a song. Amaluhu vaylon de misnon, vaylon de misnon. Woe to us, for we are going to die. Woe to us, for we are going to die. Right? Yeah, join in if you know it. So, yeah, that's the Gemara Brachas, trying to calm things down a bit. Says Tosfos over there in the Gemara, says Tosfos then Brachas, Lamadon Beis, Aisi Kasus Gisel Chirusa, Mikan, Nogu, Leshaber Zuchis Benesuin. This is the source for breaking a glass at the wedding, because the Gemara tells these two stories to calm things down. We shouldn't be too besimcha at a wedding. Now, lechayra, the reason is zeichel lechurban, that we shouldn't, you know, until the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, we shouldn't be overly excitable. There are two other reasons given, by the way, that the Rekeach says, that the reason is not zeichel lechurban, but just to temper the spirit. The Rekeach says that in the next box, we should rejoice, but with trepidation. There shouldn't be unrestrained excitement. There should be, it should be restrained somewhat. The Shla says also the name of the Rekeach is to divert the Satan, different reasons. But the main reason is Zeichel Lechurban. There's a fascinating tshuva of the Abia Omer. Look at the middle box. This is Yabi Omer Ravad Yosef and Chelik Dalad Evan Oezi Simon Teso Iskimel. Listen to this tshuva. Vehein ato ach sodori. Nowadays, our generation is impoverished. Hein rabim ato am haaretz. Many people, sadly, are unlearned. Shebe'ez sheshevrim hakois. That a time you break a glass, kol akruim emalem piyem sechoik. Everyone shouts out, b'kriyas mazel tov. Have you ever been to you've been in a restaurant? And the poor waiter or waitress is taking the whole thing, and then someone drops a glass. What happens? Mazel tov. It says Rav Avadya, what is going on? Right? And furthermore, he says, V'achosan atzma sh'oysa zois b'gvura. He's doing it, this is the makav patish of the wedding, and he's, L'sayim bazeh es teches anesuin. By the way, I'll lay you into a secret, that when they break glasses nowadays, they're not glasses. They're thin little light bulbs. Very thin glasses. I know of a case where Chosson once put his foot down a bit too hard, and Nebuch had to call out that to call out Tzolot. Right? They don't use glasses because it's hard to break. See, they use little light bulbs or things like that, but it's the same theme, the same idea. But again, Chosson Asma Yosef Bezois Begvuri does it with strength. L'asayim Bozeh Techs, I'm going to finish off the wedding ceremony. The Malik Pivschek, and everyone's very joyous. V'hofchu kavonas hamin hagayofa gazeh. They've turned the whole beautiful minhag on its head. Shenoyed l'shem agmas nefesh. The whole minhag was established to create agmas nefesh al churban beis kodshenu, to calm things down, to introduce a bit of somberness during the wedding, because of the churban beis kodshenu v'tifratenu. V'lahalos es Yerushalayim al rosh simchosenu. The minhag tofesh al tzchek v'kal tzareshen is turned into a minhag of levity and of abandonment. That's the opposite of the takona. Listen to what he says. If I could, he said, it would be preferred to abandon this minhag. If we do it in such a way, that someone who's got a sensitive soul, he repulses from it. It's mitzvah to not say something which is not going to be listened to. If I stand up and say, let's not break a glass anymore in the chasna, no one's going to listen. A mitzvah not to say anything. Vehine, listen to this. Levatel kolil minhag shvir sakoyis beis hanesuin, to abandon this minhag, which again, Tosfos 800 years ago, is referring to this minhag. So this is an old minhag. Ein enochem beinai. To abandon the minhag, actually, says Rav Avadya, is not correct. Hoyel val kol ponen yisodosa bahari kodesh. It has roots which are rooted in Kedusha. V'lefiyani v'staiti, efshel l'sakin adova. Says Rav Avadya, I've got an eitzah to remedy it. V'lahachze ator l'yoshna b'chol atar v'atar, to restore the glory to every town. Al yedei, sh'harav ha-masad de kedushin, the Rav who is being masad de kedushin, Yitain Hayra'a L'chosun, V'lifnei Shavra HaKais She'yem Achri B'kol Rom, before he breaks the kais, in a loud voice he should shout out, Im Eshkoch Ich Yerushalayim Tishkach Yimini, V'oz La'at La'at Yovino HaKal, slowly, slowly people will understand the Harek al Shiras HaKais, why are we doing, why are we breaking the glass, V'lo Yasu Mezeh and otherwise it becomes a joke, but it will take away the fact that it's becoming a bit of a joke. The truth is, nowadays, what happens in most weddings, it's very beautiful. Just before the chosen puts his foot down and breaks the glass, they stop, they play a very slow, beautiful nigun of Imamash Eshbach Yerushalayim, and that's exactly what Baj is suggesting. So for a moment we stop, he then puts his thing down, and then it breaks out into a thing. But that's because it's a chasna. There should be simcha, but it does, you know, make it a little bit more thoughtful, somber, etc. So those are three reasons so far why we break the glass at a wedding. Number one, zeichel churban. Number two, gilber bera'ada, to temper the spirits. Number three, to divert the satan. However, there is a fourth reason. There is a fourth reason which I came across in the writings of Rav Shechter, in his new Sefer on Chumash, and he quotes Rav Soloveitchik in the name of the Ge'enim. Others quote Rav Nachman of Breslov for this idea, but either way, this is the idea. It's the reason we break the glass of the chasna is to remind us of the Shviras Haluchis. Why? Take a look at the Medrash. The Medrash Tanchuma says, this is in Parshas Kisisa, when you have the Shviras Haluchis. Haluchis harishaynes al shenosnu bepumbi. The first luchas were given in this huge pomp and ceremony. This week's parasha. Lefichoch sholta bohem ayin hara. When things are done in a very public manner, with pomp, with ceremony, with fanfare, with, you know, with lights and show and sound, sholta bohem ayin hara, the ayin hara has got it. V'nishtabru, and therefore the first luchas were destroyed. V'kan, in Parshas Kisisa, with the second luchas, omen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ein lecha yofe menatznius. There's nothing more precious than modesty, a certain discretion in the way we behave. Shenema, Ma Hashem Derish Mecha, the beautiful pasuk in Micha, Ma Hashem Derish Mecha, Kim Osu Oisem Mishpat Vavas Chesed Vatznei Aleches. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want? At the end of the day, he wants us to do justice, to do chesed, and to behave in a modest fashion. Therefore, says Reb Soloveitchik in the name of the Goyinim, the breaking of the glass is a message to the Chosen and Kala, that they should live lives of sneers. Sneers is not skirt lengths. Sneers is a way of operating. A certain lack of flamboyance, a certain, you know, discretion, a certain quietness, a certain modesty. It's a way of behaving. And therefore, we break the glass at the chasna to tell the chasan kala, do you remember the first luchas? Do you remember the second luchas? This is why the first luchas were broken, because it was too flamboyant. It was too much noise, it was too much pomp and ceremony. The second luchas, there was a kiyum. And why was there a kiyum? Because it was done b'tznius. You want a kiyum, live lives b'tznius. A beautiful idea. That's one of the reasons, therefore, why we break the glass at a chasna. So just to summarize the three ideas that we've said. The first idea, the famous question, Baruch Hashem, Yisra comes along and says, Baruch Hashem asher hitzel eschem miyad Mitzrayim. Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, what's, you know, the Gnai from Moshe Rabbeinu, the whole of Klal Yisrael, Yisra was the first to thank Hashem. What is going on? Last week's parasha, the Shira, full of Shiras for Tishbachas Lashem. The difference is this, that Yisro was the first to thank, not for his own chesed to himself and the kindness that Hashem gave to him, but to other people. That's already a very lofty madrega. To fill somebody else's simcha is not easy. And to really fill somebody else's simcha, that was the maila that Yisro displayed. And that fits in with the second idea, that why is it Vayisim Rafidim that Vayichan Sham Yisrael in the singular Kiish Echod Belev Echod, were they never united earlier? Was this the only time? Point is that it's easy to feel that connection in difficult times, and perhaps there were times during the Shibud, wherever it may be, where they were Ba'achdus. But Chazal are highlighting it here that even in the best of times, when there's Simcha in Klal Yisrael, even then there was Achdus, they were feeling each other's Simcha. Fantastic idea. And that was the story of the man in hospital, the drosha before Ne'ilah. That was his plea to them to maintain the unity in better times. And the announcement at the wedding of the Zilbergers, the Reb Dov and the Basri Bender had been blessed with a baby boy, and Reb Nosson Svi looking out at the expansion plans of the Chevron Yeshiva. And then the Tashbetz, who says that Chasna's wedding commemorate Matan Torah this week, etc. And one of the things we do to commemorate is we break the glass. Standard reasons given as Zeich l'Churban, also Gilu B'Ra'odha, and to divert the Satan. However, there is this extra reason of to remind us of the breaking of the Luchos. Why did the Chosan Kala need to be reminded of the breaking of the Luchos? As a message to them that if they want their marriage to succeed, the best Eitzah is to live a life of Sneas and not a very flamboyant life. Okay, wish you well. Have a good evening.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.